Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Flyer and Ice Pod, 2 minutes for roughing. I am Dan Old School Green with Nick Descaltosti. We are both part of the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Always go to YouTube, subscribe, tap the bell. Now, the Flyers obviously have had a miserable year, a miserable stretch, and the trade deadline is coming up sooner than later. Now, we've all heard from our buddy James Roberts. He used the great term, not rebuild, not retool, but scorch earth. So we know he's scorched earth. Yes. So we know that Giroux's going to go. Ristolainen's going to go. Braun's going to go. Yandel's going to go or get released. Everyone is fair game. To me, other than Farabee, and I'm not talking about the Cam Yorks and the Wade Allisons of the world, current roster players, everyone is fair game to me. If a GM on the other line gives me a phone call, I don't mind hearing. Hell, we'll give you Draisaitl for Carter Hart. Done. I've got a lot of young goalies in the system. All right. So everyone is fair game. But the two players I want to bring up are Travis Konecny and Ivan Provorov, Nick. Are either one of these guys worth holding on to, or do you really pursue a trade for them? Have they gotten to the point where you've seen enough, or could it be still too early to get rid of these guys? I'll let you start with Ivan Provorov, Nick.
Well, I think the answer is yes and yes. They're expendable for the right package, the right deal. I definitely consider a trade option with a team maybe that's looking to buy right now, that's making a playoff run like a Toronto or even a Dallas. And in my opinion, the return needs to be big. You know, you need to win the trade. So, what I want back personally as a GM that makes a trade for an Ivan Provorov, is a really good young prospect. So, you know, if he goes to a Dallas Stars, you know, they've got a kid, Wyatt Johnston, in their system that is got, you know, is averaging 2 points a game right now in Windsor in the OHL. A Logan Stankovev, who's in the WHL, young player. You know, these kids are 18, 19 years old and they're rising stars. That's what I want to return. That's what I would consider a good trade. Chances of that happening, very unlikely. But, you know, when these teams are trying to make a run, who's to say, you know, what it is that they will and won't give up. But, it's yes on both sides of the coin. You keep them, you hold on to them if the trade isn't right. And if you're offered a good package, you absolutely consider it.
Now, for these two guys, I'm in a complete agreement with you. I really don't want to see them go, but if the conversation you're referencing blows us away, then you got to do it. But here's my fear with Travis Konecny. And you know my love affair for Ivan Provorov. For the 2 years we've worked together, I was still holding on hope that he's a Norris Trophy type guy. And I've definitely come to the realization he's just a number two defenseman, not a number one. But I still wouldn't mind holding on to him because I still think if he moves to the right situation, we're going to go, we got rid of another guy that we should have kept. Right. And that brings me to TK. Do you see if he gets moved and we don't get the return that you're looking for, this could be another Justin Williams in the making?
Yes, that would be a mistake because he's still young. He's got a very high skill set, dynamic, and there's still some room between where he is right now and his ceiling. So, you know, you don't trade a Travis Konecny for the sake of trading a Travis Konecny to shake things up. That's a mistake. I like talks with maybe like a Toronto for him and getting back a Ty Voigt, their best prospect down in Sarnia in the OHL. Again, to me, the return has got to be a good young prospect that's got a very high ceiling and is producing already in the junior ranks, or a very high number one draft pick. Unless I see that happening with, in a trade for either Konecny or even Provorov, it does not pay to move these guys.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, our quick 2 minutes of wrapping episode. We're only dealing these two gentlemen if we get blown away by the general manager on the other line. Otherwise, correct. You keep these two kids because they're still developing. On behalf of Nick Descaltosti, I am Dan Green. Again, we are Flyer and Ice, 2 Minutes Roughing, part of the Heat Ratio Sports Network. We'll see you next week for another 2 Minutes Roughing. Stay well, be safe, everyone, and enjoy whatever Flyers game you can.